Okay, welcome everyone. We're going to start with a couple minutes of mindfulness. I've got the bell here with me this time. Sure. All right. So you can just allow your eyes to close and then bring your attention to your breathing and your body. Or you can keep your eyes open if that works better for you. Just notice where your attention is. All right, and when you're ready, you can allow your eyes to open. Okay. So, how is everyone? Did you remember to bring mindfulness to emotions between last time and this time? No. Okay. Hey. Anyone else? Or go ahead. Go ahead, Bella. Yeah. And that helped. Yeah. Yeah, that can be kind of intense. And she felt better, and you noticed. Yeah. Nice. It's interesting how that can, it's funny, like when we practice and then we feel the benefit of it, and then we have a situation that's stressful like that, and then we do it and we can notice that difference, even if it's slight. You know what I mean? Like, I remember years ago, like people like take deep breaths, and I was like, it's not doing anything. But I think it does, and that practice, like if we practice it when we're calm, then we notice that it's actually beneficial. But I think it's really hard when we're in the middle of it to bring that in and think it's actually helpful unless we've experienced it before, or we have maybe someone to guide us who can be like really, calm with us or something. Oh, hi, Kitty. Okay, thank you for sharing that story. That is nice to hear. Okay. Caitlin, I saw you raise your hand. Did you want to share? No? Okay. Maybe I wasn't your hand up. Okay. Well, today we have been learning about so many different ways to be mindful, that we can be mindful of anything. And I just wonder, has anyone gotten benefit out of mindfulness? Obviously, Michelle, your story shares that yes, it's possible. Anyone else experienced a benefit from mindfulness? Something good that has happened for you, or it just feels good? Okay. I do, obviously, or else I probably wouldn't be teaching this class. But I find it, and I have a daughter who's 5 who experiences some anxiety and That's probably the best word for it, I think, right now, sensitivity. And she finds it helpful too. Similarly, she'll get kind of really worked up, and then because we've practiced some, then she can help herself. Or she'll ask for me to do some with her, and that helps. It's nice to have something helpful in those moments when we're feeling anxious or scared or angry or something. So we've learned, Bella, go ahead. This is an upstairs extra room. Guest room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Thanks. Thank you. So, okay. So mostly what we've learned, we've been sitting down, which has been helpful because we can really focus just on our breathing and our bodies and not be distracted by other things. But we're not always sitting down all the time. So, do you think we should learn to be mindful while we're moving? Yeah? Okay, we're going to give that a try today. When we know how to move mindfully, we don't hurt people with our bodies and we don't hurt ourselves, like running into something or tripping. And another way that can be helpful is with emotions, because sometimes when we get upset, we could hurt ourselves or someone else when we're frustrated, maybe with our words, or sometimes somebody might, you know, hit somebody or kick somebody or something else that would not be good. And so slowing down when we feel emotions can help us have a little bit of space between, like we talked about last time, between that feeling and an action, doing something. Okay. So when we're trying to be mindful, it's much easier to notice things, like when we're still and quiet, and when we move very slowly. So that's what we're going to practice today. We're going to do some things in slow motion and just notice. We're going to notice the difference between a sensation in our bodies and a thought. Like, say your arm is feeling heavy, and then you think you want to put your arm down. So those are two different things. Some of us might just want to focus on the sensation, but I'll probably bring your attention to both of those. So I am going to get ready to just stand. How many times a day do you think we raise our hand, especially if you're in a school setting? Probably a lot. Yes. Caitlin? Bella? That's... Mm-hmm. That's a lot. Okay. We're going to do a slow motion today. Caitlin, how about you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, to wait your turn. Raising your hand to wait your turn to speak. And then sometimes we don't get called on when our hands are raised. Does that ever happen to you? Do you ever raise your hand and then you don't get called on at school? Yeah. Yeah. That happens sometimes too. Hmm? Did you want to say anything else, Caitlin? No. Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. So actually, I'm not going to stand up quite yet. I don't think. I'm just going to push back so you can maybe see what I'm doing a little bit more here. Okay. So we're going to practice mindfulness with our arms. Okay. So first we're just going to get very still and quiet. Get our mindful bodies on. And we're going to try and keep things this quiet even when we start moving. So put both your hands in your lap. And then slowly, slowly, slowly lift one of your arms. Like really, 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 really slow like I am. And notice if your arm feels heavy or light. Does it change as you move it? Just see where you notice any sensation in your arm. And now let's lower it down very slowly, paying attention if it feels heavy or light. Okay. All right. Now, what did you notice doing that so slowly? It's different. Caitlin. Felt heavy? Yeah. And what happened when it felt heavy? Like, did you think anything? Did you want to do anything? Kind of wanted to go faster. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, it's like that tired feeling, like, ooh. You wanted to pick yours up. You picked it up, and then you wanted to move faster, you said. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. Okay. Anyway, Bella, are you saying anything over there? Felt the burn. Felt like that burning sensation from lifting it so slowly. Right. How about you, Michelle? Okay. You were feeling the relaxation of having your arm down. Okay. All right. We're going to try that again. Bella, you're funny. And this time we're going to notice the heavy and lightness. We can, and if you want, you can do the same arm or the other arm. And then also notice, like, is it warm or hot and if it changes. Yes, that's what we're going to do with this one. And then if you want, you can use, like, anchor words. So, okay, go ahead and start lifting. And if you want, you can use anchor words to focus your attention on what you're doing. On your arm, like lifting. I'm going like ultra slow. And then lowering, bringing it back down. And just notice, like I said, warm or hot and where you feel the sensations. Okay, and how was that for you? What did you notice that time? Did you notice anything else? Yeah, making a point to extend it. It's kind of interesting how that can happen where, initially, there's like that layer of really noticing the sensation and the heaviness or tiredness, and then doing it again, it kind of brings out more, like you say, more awareness. Yep. Anyone else? Okay. So here's another mindful movement piece that we're going to focus on. How many times a day do we, stand up? A lot, right? Okay. We are going to practice doing that mindfully. So we're going to stand up really slowly. So remember how we had the heavy experience in our arms, we're going to see what that feels like in our legs now. And you're going to pay attention to what your whole body feels like, just like you did with your arms. And I'm going to show you what it looks like. So watch really carefully. I'm going to get back here, though. Okay. And you don't have to hold your breath. You can breathe. And then really, really, really slowly sit back down. And notice, you'll notice that you feel this in like certain muscles, probably. Okay. Just gonna see if there's anything else I need to add. Okay. So we're sitting and just kind of bring attention to your body again. Let's take one mindful breath. Do you want me to wait for Caitlin? Okay. Okay, that's good. All right. So when you're standing, if you want to use the anchor word standing, you can, or you can just really slowly stand. We can begin now. Really slow. Just noticing what you feel when you move really slow from standing or sitting to standing. Then take a mindful breath as you stand and feel your feet on the ground. And then really slowly sit back down. Okay. I will scooch up back here. So what did you notice? What did that feel like? You might have felt the burn? Yeah, I noticed when I sat like this, when I sat down the second time, right towards the end there, I just kind of plopped. kind of like Kathy was talking about her arm that first time, like plop. Caitlin, how was it for you? I wanted to go faster. But you went slow. Anyway. Okay. Yep. So that's a practice that can be helpful when we're feeling anxious or stressed or angry or just want to have some fun. Sometimes I have used that type of thing when I feel upset. And it's also fun to combine with lowering your voice. Okay, you slow down your voice and your body at the same time. Caitlin, go ahead. When you feel anxious or upset, you want to go fast and you just go fast? That makes a lot of sense. When we feel that way, our body kind of, some parts of our body and brain do speed up. And are on high alert. So what you can do with mindfulness is you can practice in little bits, like one breath at a time, just slowing down and see what happens. Because sometimes it can be helpful. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. It takes a lot of practice to slow that movement down. Right. No, it doesn't always. Bella. Yeah. That goes along with our next piece shortly here. Thank you for sharing that. It does. Yep. Definitely does. Okay. So why do you think it's important for us to learn mindful movement really slowly? Do you have any idea? Caitlin? So you can practice and yeah, really feel what it feels like. Yep. Sometimes you balancing something on your nose? Aha. Very good. Okay. Very good. Like, did we know how to run when we were born? Did we know how to run when we were born? No, we didn't. It took us time to build up muscles and skills to be able to do that. And what did we have to learn first before we would run? Walking? Crawling. Right. So being mindful is the same. It really takes practice. And the more that we practice in just little bits, like I say, one breath at a time, one moment at a time, just when you remember and you feel like it might be helpful, like Michelle did in the car after she had that intense experience with somebody being loud and startling. I've been there too. It's kind of disconcerting. What, Bella? Yes, beeping. I know those horns, you know. I try and only use mine like sparingly when it's really needed. So when we develop the skill to be mindful when we're slow, then we can apply it when things are fast or when we're moving fast. So that's where I think for us as parents, it's really important for us to remember that practice that we do and that we do with them is going to build into something that we can all do when things are harder for us. Yeah. It's kind of develops like a trust too. So, I will share some journal questions on this. Let's see. Did I take that out altogether? Sorry, just a moment. I don't think I got all my notes out for this one, so I'm going to grab my notebook and grab them for the next part, which goes right into what you were talking about, Bella. Oops. Maybe I should have just moved slower and I wouldn't have dropped that. Maybe. I say it was, it's worth. Yes. And I was hurrying because I'd felt ill prepared. Okay. Does anybody have any questions about mindful movement going in slow motion? I think. Anytime. Anytime. Did you say rats? Raps. Oh, like raps, like music raps? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, you're funny. I thought you were talking about like pet rats. Okay. So we're just going to take a short moment here and another mindful moment. Just as we break into the gratitude session, I think it would be good for us to take a few moments of mindfulness with the bell. And then we're going to explore gratitude. Okay. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Caitlin, did you have a question before we begin? Go ahead, girl. Okay. It'll probably come back to you. And we're going to have lots of opportunities to share, so. Yep. I forget. All the time, ask my kids. All right, Bella. Yeah, it's a world, I think it's a Wildlife Federation one. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so can anyone tell me what it means to feel grateful? You shared something, Bella. What else? Go ahead, Bella. Feel thankful. Anybody else? Maybe things that help us feel good, make us happy. Maybe when we feel, thankful for things, like you say, or people in our lives. Okay. So we're just going to practice a little mindfulness. We're going to be grateful. Look for the good. So let's allow our eyes to close and just think of three things or people that you're grateful for. And then when you're ready, let's open eyes and we can share. What came to you right now as far as what you're grateful for? Okay, Squeaky. Yep. Your mama. And your brother. He's in there. Yep. Add him in. Okay. How about you, Michelle? Your family. Yeah. Yep. That's what came to me too. My mom, my dad, my kids and family. Caitlin, how about you? Oh, nice. Fun. Aw. Is that a blue panda? Yes. Okay. Pandy. Very good. And how about you, Kathy? Yeah. Nice. Yep. Wow. Very good. Thank you. So, let's see. Let's let our eyes close and just imagine all of these things that we brought to mind or people that we're grateful for. Just imagine all of them surrounding you. And notice how that makes you feel. Okay, now let's open our eyes. And so, how did you feel just imagining those things or people or critters around you, Caitlin? Go ahead, Caitlin. You're yawning. Okay. Feels good. Yeah. How about you, Bella? Are you hiding? Okay. You don't have to answer that one. Yep. Anybody else? Good. And if we're imagining things or people that we don't always feel good around, we could have mixed feelings when we feel, you know, when we're thinking about those people or things that we're grateful for. You know, it kind of depends what's going on with us between them. It only takes, like, when we really find something that we're grateful for, we have gratitude, that we feel is good in our lives, it only takes about a minute for us to focus on that and then start to notice those good feelings. So if we can think of those things to make us happy, imagine all the small things in our day that might bring about that feeling of happiness when we pay attention to what we're grateful for. So there might be sad things in our life that make us, we feel sad or angry. And if we focus on only those things, then we might only feel that way. But there are many things in our lives that we might feel happy about and grateful for. So if we focus on them, then we also bring in some of those good feelings. Caitlin? Am I on mute? Are you having trouble? Are you muted, Kathy? I'm sorry, Kathy's having trouble. I'm trying to figure out how to help her. Okay. Kathy? I think I can hear you now. Okay, I don't know. There might have just been a glitch there because I was trying to like unmute you and mute you. It took a second for the thing to show up. So, okay, did you want to share? Okay, just wanted to be able to hear again. Okay, that's okay. I was just talking about how there might be things in our lives that we feel sad or angry about, and if we only focus on those things, then we have a lot of those feelings all the time. And it's good to be able to talk about those feelings and work through those feelings, and it can be helpful for us to look at what we're grateful for and to pay attention to those feelings too. Because sometimes if we feel uncomfortable feelings, we might really focus on those and not bring in the gratitude as well. So it's not really to like cover up the uncomfortable feelings, but just to balance them and make sure that we're paying attention to what we're grateful for also. You know, and sometimes they might be something small or because we're used to them, like, you know, we're used to having our family around or we're used to having our pet or a toy or whatever it is. And to bring our attention to what we feel grateful for can just help us. Help us notice those good feelings and kind of experience them more. So it could be someone's smile, the sunshine, you know, playing outside, something that we like to listen to, something we like to do, dancing, playing a sport, or laughing. So let's just see, can we go around and share If you have something to share, like 1 to 3 things that are smaller things that you feel grateful for, maybe things you do every day or things you kind of take for granted. So like, I really like to look out the window and just kind of look at the sky and watch the wind blow the leaves on the trees. And I like to watch the wildlife in the city, the squirrels and rabbits and birds. And I like to just listen to my kids, just be kids, just talk about whatever. So those are kind of smaller things. What else? What do you have? Caitlin, go ahead. Eating ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's sweet, huh? Anything else that you like, that you feel grateful for, like in everyday life? No? Okay. Watching TV. Yeah, that can be fun sometimes too. How about you, Kathy? Oh. Car wheels. Definitely. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Isn't it funny, the little things, you know? Yeah. And we've been taking, like, it's simple. And sometimes it's not always easy for me to just do something simple, as much as I love it. Like, I don't always think of it. And we just, like, took a picnic blanket out on the front lawn and just, like, looked up at the sky and the clouds and stuff, and how connecting that was for me and the kids, and how simple. Yet, like you say, like, do I just walk right by into the next thing? It's so easy to do. Or take that time to just appreciate the yard or the house or just whatever, you know, in that simple way. So, yeah. Okay, this is nice. Thank you. All right, go ahead over there, Bella and Thomas. I see you got your hands up too. Okay. Go ahead, Thomas. Machines. Oh, yeah. Hands-on Approach to Science. That looks like an amazing book. Mm-hmm. Do you like to, you like to build and learn about that? Oh, yeah, grateful for your cats. Cats are wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very nice. Okay. So to wrap up this, we focused on slow motion and how important that can be to help us be safer, more intentional, just to notice what happens when we slow down, whether we're upset or we're excited or we're just trying to move one thing to another place or something, and noticing how it might feel to slow down and see if it helps in that situation. Maybe helps us, maybe helps someone else. Yes. And then we're talking about gratitude, like really noticing those things that we're grateful for and focusing on those feelings and noticing them a little bit more. So do you remember when we did the generosity lesson and we wrote down, or we just started paying attention to generosity? And generosity is like when someone is giving from the heart. I don't know if you guys were there for that one, Kathy and Caitlin. Yes. Okay. for the next 2 days, or you can do it all the way until next week and you can continue it, write down or just notice things that you feel grateful for. You could put a piece of paper on your fridge or some central area where you just write it down as you pass by. You can keep a little notebook. You can talk about it at mealtime or before bed, just sometime, you know, when you think about it. And maybe we can talk about it next time when we meet. You can bring to class something or some things that you feel grateful for that you notice throughout the week. And see what happens. See how that feels for you to pay attention to that as well as slow motion. So as we close today, does anybody have any questions? No? Okay. That's good, Caitlin. You can put those eyes right together there. Okay, we're going to close with a minute of mindfulness and we'll wrap up. All right. When you're ready, you can open your eyes if they're not already open. And hold on just a moment. I'll see you next time, but I just want to double check. There's one lesson, and I'll remind you of this when we're next time I need you to bring something small, like a grape or a raisin that's like just one bite. We're going to have a mindful eating exercise too. So I need you to bring that. Don't eat them until we do it in class, though, okay? I know it's really hard.